Massive cuts to the federal government are trickling down to universities. At Indiana University, confusion is spreading as agencies cut people and grants. Higher education reporter Aubrey Wright digs into the impact and how some scientists are pushing back.
Students are sounding the alarm for climate change in the Indiana State House. And one of them, Elena Kruper, says climate researchers and scientists are facing a defining moment.
And we will not allow science to be censored, devalued, or ignored.
Kruper is an Indiana University student and co-president of Advocates for Science. To Kruper, threats to science aren't theoretical or distant. They're here. Funding is being cut or frozen, and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs are being dismantled.
I refuse to accept a world where the pursuit of knowledge is dictated by political agendas rather than facts.
On Indiana University's campus, Kruper and the Advocates for Science student group are getting to work by promoting scientific research and evidence-based policy. As a sustainability scholar, Kruper is used to political pushback. But now, it's spreading.
Seeing other sciences now being politicized is very scary to me because I just never thought that that could happen.
The Trump administration is making massive cuts to federal agencies. American universities could lose billions in grant money from the National Institutes of Health, the National Science Foundation, and the U.S. Agency for International Development. These agencies are also cutting jobs.
It's placed a deep cloud over everything we do, and particularly concerning for our students who are seeking careers and opportunities and a future related to their interests in science.
Michael Hamburger is an Earth and Atmospheric Science professor at IU. Hamburger has worked with IU's grassroots advocacy group, Concerned Scientists. He says the biggest threat is a distrust of science.
It's a moment full of uncertainty, fear, and concern on a lot of fronts.
Amid all of these changes in executive orders, Kruper says scientists and students are trying to adjust. She says some data is missing. For example, a tool she used last semester, the government's environmental justice screening tool, no longer exists.
I think that the censorship of data is one of the biggest problems that's going on.
And some may work around touchy topics and certain terms in grant proposals.
I'm going to be using, or I would have been using, words like climate crisis or sustainability. And those are flagged right now by the administration.
The problem stretches beyond classrooms and labs. For example, Hamburger studies earthquakes and related natural hazards. Preventing these disasters has received bipartisan support in the past. But now that infrastructure is being dismantled.
It's incredibly short-sighted, and it undermines everything from the economy to healthcare to security. Kind of every other issue that will affect Americans in the decades to come.
Concerned Scientists, Advocates for Science, and the Wonder Lab Museum of Science wrote to IU and asked them to speak up in a confusing time. The university didn't respond to requests for comment.
We would like to hear from our administration on where they stand, and our students would like to hear from them. They're in the most vulnerable position that they've been in decades.
In her speech at the State House, Kruper says she believes they can change the tide. She may have to reassess her career, but still, she says she's grateful for her community and mentors at IU.
And I'm so thankful to be a part of a community that values science and that is willing to fight back and use their voices to advocate for our community.
Kruper says she's still planning to fight for change. For WFIU, I'm Aubrey Wright.
University leaders say they're trying to respond to changes daily and they're doing their best to monitor changes.